So what do you think? My secret hiding spot is perfect, right? I mean, we've got a view of the whole city from up here. And the pier is also visible if you squint just really hard. Thanks again for bringing the extra blankets. It definitely makes the back cozier. And this beat-up truck does need all the help it can get. Whoa, hold on. Okay, don't trash it too much. It's a precious family heirloom. My mom passed it to me the moment I hit 16. It may be old, but it does hold lots of memories. Yes, this truck has always struggled to get up here. But, I mean, at least she manages to eventually. You know, the first time I came up to this park, the truck stalled for a good 5 minutes before we could get it going again. My mom was cursing under her breath so much. It almost made me feel bad about asking for a camping trip to celebrate my 10th birthday. Almost. Yeah, nature has always appealed to me. Even though my mother was a huge germaphobe, she granted my childless wish, sleeping under the stars. She and I were cramped in this tiny tent with a clear flap, but it was perfect. We borrowed some books on constellations and spent the whole night looking for them. We were only able to spot a handful, but I remember them even now. Yeah. I've always been a star nerd, but so what? I'm gonna make you one as well. You see those three little dots in a line? It's a bit difficult to spot since the sun is still setting, but it's right there. You can't see? Come here then. You can sit in front of me. Yes, this does give the perfect excuse to cuddle up, but isn't it nice? We fit so perfectly together. Now, give me your hand. Okay. So it's right there, to our left. Can you see it now? Okay. Yeah, that's Orion's belt. Orion was a mortal that befriended the goddess Artemis. Together they hunted, competed, and spent nights sharing stories of their adventures. But Artemis's twin, Apollo, was jealous of their relationship and devised a plan to separate them. One night, Apollo sent a giant scorpion to kill Orion in his sleep. But through a premonition, Orion was able to wake in time to face the scorpion. It was too powerful, though, so he was forced to jump into the ocean to escape. And across the waters, Apollo called upon his sister and fed her a terrible lie. Yeah, he told her that a man had attacked a forest priestess and was attempting to flee the scene. Then, when she reached the shoreline, she spotted a small figure swimming on the horizon, so she raised her bow and shot an arrow straight through Orion. Once she realized her mistake, she mourned for her friend and decided to immortalize him in the sky. So he's up there now with his two faithful hounds, Canis Major and Canis Minor, on either side of him. Did I bore you with my stellar knowledge? I swore I heard you dozing. Well, I'm glad you're feeling so relaxed. I wouldn't want it any other way. Well, I actually kind of want to see your face right now, so can you turn around for me? Hey there, handsome. I just want to capture this moment and memorize it with my lips. You know, sometimes I can't believe that you're by my side. I get to spend my time getting to know your beautiful soul. I mean, I think I got the better end of this deal. I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth, though, so don't worry. I promise to never let you go. What we have is so uniquely ours. I've never been so sure in my life. I know I want to fill my hours with your laughter and your love. Simply sitting here with you brings me so much joy. As the sky darkens, I want to hold you closer and chase away the shadows with our whispers. And some days, I want the time to fly by, but it's moments like this that remind me how precious life is. So, thank you for showing me how things should be.